is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military says that Gaza Strip pier project is completed and to soon flow as Israel-Hamas's war rages on.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down if fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during construction, and Hamas has threatened to target any foreign forces in the Gaza Strip. Donna Warder, Washington.
Police have dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment early Thursday at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. That move on Thursday comes less than a week after the school's president said public safety was at risk. Meanwhile, separately at the University of California, Irvine, 50 people were arrested, according to a Thursday morning email. South Africa has urged the United Nations top court to order a ceasefire in Gaza during hearings over emergency measures to halt Israel's military operation in the enclave's southern city of Rafah. It was the first time the International Court of Justice held hearings on the conflict in Gaza since South Africa filed proceedings in December accusing Israel of genocide, something Israel has consistently